everybody. This is Hop Culture. We're the Hopkins sisters, Claire, Grace, Anne, and Tess. Four sisters living in different time zones, recapping our lives, giving each other unsolicited advice, and hopefully giving you a laugh in the process. Who knows, if you stick around, we might even touch on something substantial along the way.
Hey everyone!
Hello!
Hi!
Thanks for tuning in to episode 145 of Hop Culture. We recently did a giveaway on our Instagram, which is at Hop Culture Pod, if you're not following already. And we polled listeners to see which of our recurring episodes they preferred. And our hashtag influenced was by far the resounding winner. So even though we had already scheduled this episode to be an influenced one, just take this as us listening to our listener feedback.
Exactly.
For any new listeners out there, Influenced is basically where we review products, recipes, TV shows, trends, etc. that we've been influenced to try, whether it's by social media, real life friends, or just things we've heard about through the grapevine.
But before we get started, I just need to issue a little apology. This is unrelated to the topic today or anything. But I mentioned on our last episode that I was excited about the Super Bowl. And I would like to apologize to listeners for my impromptu singing that happens often on the podcast, because when I experienced Travis Kelce singing Viva Las Vegas at the Super Bowl, I was cringing so deeply, and I was like, oh, this is probably what listeners feel like on a weekly basis. So I'm sorry about that. I am not sure where I'm going from here. I'm not
sure if I'm going to change.
I was going to say, I'm not sure. I'm still working out the details.
Never change. It was much better. It's much better when you do it.
Can I say a spicy take? I loved his Viva Las Vegas.
I didn't mind it either. I kind of liked it.
It was so uncomfortable.
I didn't see it.
Pretty much on key. Like, I felt like
did he sing like a lot of the song? Pitchy.
No, he just did it over and over. But I think here I go. One like Viva Las Vegas would have been enough, but he did it over and over and over, and it was kind of like
he was singing the song.
I know,
that's what it says. Viva Las Vegas. Viva Las Vegas. Viva Las Vegas.
Was there like music behind it?
No, it was just screaming.
It was just impromptu singing. He was happy.
He was happy.
Here's what I will say. You know, like, just think back to like high school or college or any time you were around someone who was like really confident. Mm-hmm. You know those like sports guys that are just like
the sports guys.
They're so confident. They can just like rally a crowd. Like, mm-hmm.
That's true.
They can get away with stuff like that because they have the confidence to do it. And mm-hmm. I feel like if you were there, it wouldn't have been so cringe. I think it was...
Taylor looked uncomfortable when she was there. Didn't
yeah,
she? She did. She looked like a little like, ooh.
The ick a bit, but... Mm-hmm.
It was endearing, though, because I actually would hope that a normal relationship would have a few icks mm-hmm. that you overlook, you know?
And, I mean, Taylor... Sometimes
she has
Taylor
so many cheesy
cringe,
things.
And I
say, yeah,
like, all the love in my heart. I mm-hmm. love her so much, but sometimes her mm-hmm. public, you know, appearances are very bizarre. So
they've gone wrong before.
Yeah.
So
yeah. No, yeah. I loved it. I loved it. It just was like I was like, oh no, I hope that this isn't how people feel. Like I feel watching this right now. But
what do you think people?
No, I think it's similar. Even though I did look up a throwback to our discussion of Fiddler on the Roof, I did look up Do You Love Me? I don't think I was too far off.
You were pretty off.
Also in that episode, Martha Stewart, she was at the Super Bowl. Did you guys see?
I did see that.
She was at the Super Bowl, which is so random.
She was on the teleprompter at one point, mm-hmm. I think.
Yeah, I loved it. Anyway, aside from the singing, I'm just joking about the singing. I did enjoy watching a live event. I haven't watched a live event in I can't remember how long. Like, and it was fun to be seeing things happen and not be like behind the times, you know, and just be like, whoa, like I'm watching this in real time. Or like to see the commercials, like Beyonce's commercial, and then be like, is she dropping new music? And I'm like Googling and there's nothing and there yet. And I'm like, what's happening? Yeah. Like, you know, it was, I was like, this is fun to like actually be a part of something.
Yeah. I like, I always have wanted to watch the Super Bowl or like go to a Super Bowl party or something.
Oh yeah, how was your party, Anne?
It was so fun. I'm like, is this just an important cultural event, like that you have to participate at some point in life? And so I was glad that I had like the Taylor Swift you know, aspect to kind of pull me in. It was really fun. I felt very American.
Yeah, man, that's what America's all about.
Can't believe I missed it. Claire had a Super Bowl party at her house. It was just me.
And we didn't watch the Super Bowl. Because it started so late.
I went home before they started watching the Super Bowl. But
I made
it was
some
the best
grub.
Super Bowl party I've ever been to.
Well, Grace smoked some meat for us, which was very nice.
Claire made a 7-layer dip that... It was incredible.
It was like nothing I've ever tasted. Well, so we had 7-layer dip a lot growing up. Would you guys agree?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was kind of like one of mom's go-to party foods. And I guess I didn't really make it because I was asking Grace. I was like, what should go next? Grace did such a dad thing at one point because I was just kind of layering things on willy-nilly. So I think
willy-nilly.
I think I put the guac layer and then I was going to put olives and she
Claire.
She was going to put olives in between like some of the like I thought, the guac and the sour cream.
Well, my thought process was if you put all the little bits on the top, there's not enough for it to stick to. So I thought some of the little bits should be layered between like the sticky things. So I started to put the olives and Grace goes, oh no, olives before sour cream.
It wasn't that bad. I think I just said, oh.
No, you said, oh no. It was literally, oh no. Olives before the sour cream. And it was very chipper. It was so chipper, but like chipper still like, oh no, you mustn't do that. So I was like, oh, should I not? And she's like, did you never make 7-layer dip? And I was like, I guess not. I didn't really like 7-layer dip until I was an adult. So I think that's part of why I never made it. But as an adult, it's so easy. It takes 5 minutes to make. And it was like, it was delightful. It wasn't anything I did, but thank you, Grace. That's very kind of you.
Can I just say a small thing about dips and the Super Bowl? So I brought artichoke jalapeno dip, like a Trader Joe's copycat recipe that actually tastes just like it. In case anyone is interested, it's by Cup of Zest. And then
a Cup of Zest? That's so much zest.
No,
are you joking? I'm serious. That's not a good name.
Oh.
That would take nine hours to zest that much zest.
I thought you were commenting on the recipe.
No, yeah. Just like I'm sorry to the whoever the blogger is, but that's not a good name.
Okay.
Yeah, it should have been like a pinch of zest, maybe.
Yeah, a pinch of zest would
that's
probably
true,
be
that's true.
Better. Or like maybe like a teaspoon or something.
A teaspoon of zest, one tablespoon of flour.
So literal. Half teaspoon of zest.
Okay. Anyway, and then another guest brought artichoke jalapeno dip, and then the hostess had artichoke and jalapeno dip.
She had
spinach and artichoke. Anyway, there were three competing dips, but they were all different. Like they all had their own
little spin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I was in heaven because I love a good dip. So
that's really funny though.
I had to go off the cuff because, as I've mentioned several times, I feel like, at this point. I was sick last week. Everyone needs to know. So I didn't make it to the grocery store in time. And so then the day of, Luke was like, did you happen to get popper stuff? Because he really wanted jalapeno poppers. And I was like, no, I didn't make it. So I improvised and it was, I made mini quiches, which sounds good. It sounds good, but it was like not really Super Bowl food. And then just an assortment of like dips with like homemade chips, which is like fine.
You know? Homemade chips? Wow.
I had was plain tortillas. I didn't have the chips. No, homemade tortilla chips are not something to brag about. That's like a desperation.
They're good.
Mom and Dad used to make those sometimes, didn't they?
Yeah, they make them all the time.
They're like decent, but they're not as good as like...
I think they're so good.
Were our homemade tortilla chips for health reasons or like just in a pinch reasons?
It depends who made them.
Yeah, if it was true. Dad, it was in a pinch for sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or just for, I think he liked his homemade chips. They were we all did.
They were burned so much.
Remember when the whole pan caught on fire?
But when they were really crunchy. When they were cooked to the right temperature, they were good.
I remember being like, someone please stand there and watch them. Like, please do not burn them this time.
They were so often burnt. I love that we're joining the masses and talking about the Super Bowl this week. Every podcast I've listened to has been...
Everyone has to remark on it. Yeah. It was an American event.
Yeah. Ours is going to be 10 days after the Bears. So hopefully people still remember.
Yeah, how does everyone have such like a quick turnaround time?
Who knows? But let's move on to some influences. Does anyone have one to start us off? Anyone have one that maybe could tie into our Super Bowl chat? I have one, I guess. This is funny because I wasn't going to bring up 7-layer dip. I guess I'm on a bean dip kick because I made the cream cheese chili dip from the Food Nanny for our little New Year's Eve party. It was delightful. Everyone loved it. Everyone meaning just like my little family. It's basically just like a can of chili, a thing of cream cheese, some green chilies, and like some seasoning. It's all things that you could just like have around easily. I don't know. Every time I make something like that, I'm like, why don't I have this like every week? It's so good. You know, I mean, it's terrible for you, but it was lots of fun and the kids loved it. So
good.
I have one that has nothing to do with that.
I know, I was trying to figure out how to tie in any of mine.
Everyone here has a Honda Odyssey, which it really was not like that in Michigan, I think.
Oh, it's so like that here.
Everyone has one.
Everyone has a... I would have thought that I didn't think about the Ford thing in Michigan. I would think in Oklahoma, people would more be into their like big SUVs and pickups.
I would have thought
so, too.
I thought there'd be like a lot of like fancy mom cars and stuff, but no, everyone's got a Honda Odyssey. So we got a Honda Odyssey. And
what?
What?
Yeah.
Did you just drop that so casually?
You and your big reveals.
So casual. I forgot about my big reveals.
When did you get Honda Odyssey?
Ooh, we got it nice. 2 days ago.
What?
And
2 days ago?
What color did you get?
White.
Whoa.
Oh, every mom wants a fancy white car.
I did feel special that we got a white one. Even though I vowed long ago that I would never get a white car because everyone in Utah maybe had like white cars, but no matter. I felt like a white car was meant for me in this time of my life, but I'm really loving it.
What on earth?
I am.
This is crazy.
I'm just truly, still kind of stunned.
I'm kind of mad.
So wait, what car is it replacing? Your little red one?
Oh, no. Yeah, we're gonna sell a truck.
Oh.
Didn't know.
Claire's so shocked.
Is Matt gonna be okay?
No, he's really sad about it.
It's like
that is pretty.
We just don't have need for the truck anymore.
He's so proud of it.
I know. He loves the truck. But it's just, it's always got problems. And it does, so he's like, get it out of our lives. Like, we're done.
He'll get another truck someday.
Yeah, he can get a nice fancy truck.
Yeah. I've never gotten a car that was like for me. I've never bought a car. So yeah,
that's so exciting.
So exciting. We're all excited. Hazel loves it.
Oh, cute.
And every time I open like the doors and close them with the little button, Dottie says, wow.
The buttons are revolutionary, aren't they?
Yeah.
They're really nice.
Yeah.
You could tell me that this was like a 2024 like Escalade and I would believe you because it has been, I've never driven a car. It's 2016.
Oh, that's what ours is. Does it have the vacuum?
It has a vacuum.
You have the exact same one we have then. The vacuum, I will say this. I made a big deal about like, I gotta have the vacuum. It's not that great.
I don't think
it wasn't worth the fuss. Because it's not that strong of a vacuum. Like, you could just get your vacuum, bring your vacuum outside.
And I think I would probably just bring my cordless vacuum or go to like a car wash or something.
Well, now I feel like I can't say anything because I didn't get a car. Really,
I know. Mine were already boring this month to begin with, and nothing's going to top that.
Yeah. Mine are like fun and free ways to pass the winter.
Oh, no. I have a few intend to tries, though, that I'm excited to roll out.
Nice.
Ooh.
I have a real one that's at least have tried. I found this board game called Final Girl. It's a board game intended just for one player. You can't really play it with more than one. You could play it with two people if you just were both like deciding what to do. But it's super cool because it's themed like horror movies, you know, and so like you're playing as, do you guys know like what a final girl is in horror movies?
Mm-mm. Like just the main,
the last
it's just the last surviving girl. It's just a horror movie trope that a lot of times there will be like a final girl. And so there's like a core box that you get that just has like the main game board, but then you can buy different like movie expansions. And so like you'll be playing in a summer camp with a masked killer on the loose, or like you're playing in the Arctic and there's like a parasite that is possibly infecting people and you have to investigate and save them, or like, you know, just different tropes.
Premises,
and you can mix and match. So if you get several of them, you could have like the masked killer go into the asylum, or, you know, like there's just like different combinations of things that you can do. And it's very fun. So I would recommend it. I found it on a Reddit called Solo Board Games or something like that, which sounded really sad, but a lot of people on there play, they're like, I like these games for like when I'm playing with people, but I like playing games more than most of the people that I'm around like playing them. So they also mm-hmm. have like games that they can play by themselves. Mm-hmm. And so it's part of my evenings, my screen-free evenings that I've been doing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Like break out a board game. And it's super fun.
That sounds nice. So fun.
That sounds really fun. Does. Well, one of mine, this is extremely lame, but I got a new mop. I see you guys, mine this month, I was like, why are these so lame? It's because I was looking over like my Amazon recent purchases. Between our last influenced and now, it was Christmas. So pretty much anything I bought was Christmas related. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then all of the shows I've been watching are not ones I'm comfortable on the podcast. And so I really was sort of left empty-handed. But I've had a Steam mop for many years and I liked it, but it recently kind of just started like giving out a little bit. And I didn't feel like it was working as well. And I realized, I'm like, oh, I've had this for like 7 years. So, you know, I guess they're not meant to last forever. But I was looking for what Go Clean Co. recommends as far as a mop, because there's all kinds of different types out there, you know. And she just recommends the, it's the O Cedar Spin Mop, which is like a very common one. It's like you push a little pedal and it spins, and it has like comes with like four, you know, washable, what do you call it, like a mop head. And it's only like, I think it was like $38 on Amazon or something. It's just a classic mop with a bucket. But I have to admit, even though it's more work than a steam mop, I do feel like it does a better job. And you can get in like corners better. And it's nice to not have to have like be plugging it and unplugging it as you like move around the house and the room and stuff. So yeah, so far I've really liked it. And it seems to be the one that is like most commonly endorsed if you look at like cleaning TikToks and stuff. So I'm sorry. That's really
boring. I have a mop like that. No, I have that one too. And yeah, I love it. It's just so fun to spin.
It is fun to spin. Yeah.
I have that. I also have a steam mop. And I feel like when I go over the room again with the steam mop after I've mopped it, it still gets a lot of stuff.
Oh, no. Well, then maybe I need a new steam mop, too.
No, I just don't. I'm like, do I agree that it does a better job? It does a faster job.
I bet if you did the steam mop first and then the other mop, you would still get
stuff. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think my, yeah. This doesn't I think go clean coat. She always says to do, doesn't she say like mop twice and vacuum three? I don't know. She always
Says to vacuum like first long, instead of sweeping. First,
then mop, let it dry, and then vacuum again is what she says.
Oh,
that's what? Not going to happen.
I'm never going to do that.
It never happens for me, but she says that's
what I've done because I've seen little mop slippers you can put on your feet. And all I did was just save my mop, like the pads from my steam mop, and I go over it to dry with the – I slip those on, like little booties, and go around, and that actually works smart. Really well. Yeah. But, yeah, I've been enjoying that. Can I share one of my intend to tries?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I really want to try one of those acupuncture pads. Have you guys seen those?
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
They're acupressure, right?
Oh, acupressure. Yeah, not acupuncture. But it's like basically – it kind of looks like a doormat, like a plastic doormat with like little nobules on it, you know, that you would use to like brush off your shoes. But you're supposed to lay on it and it, you know, activates like pressure points in your back and neck and stuff. And it's supposed to like reduce pain, increase blood flow, reduce inflammation, all that. People say it's like quite painful. Like, they can barely stand it at first.
That sounds right up your alley.
It does. It does. I know. That's why I'm like, I don't really feel like I have issues where I would – granted, I have been randomly having, like, back pain. I'm just getting old now. But just that I want to just experience something that people say is like, so painful you can hardly stand it. Like, it sounds fun. Doesn't it sound fun? Does like, no one it agree? Does
sound, no, I agree.
That sounds like you trying to endure the epilator and
I forgot about the epilator. I forgot about that. I was being annoying about that. You have something similar, Grace?
I have something that you could try. It's just for your neck.
Is it that hard plastic neck thing?
Sort of, yeah.
You have that?
Well, I don't know if I have the exact one you're thinking of. I don't have the kind that looks like a tongue. Is that the kind you're thinking of?
I'm not sure. Tell me what you have.
I have like a little block that's – you just lay your neck on it.
And I think that's what I'm talking about.
And then it – yeah, it puts pressure on your neck and I love it. I like to like kind of – move my head and neck up and down so that it sort of like massages the base of my skull.
That sounds delightful.
And turn to the sides and yeah, you got to try it. It's really good.
I have several beauty things that I would like to talk about. I'm just going to do them rapid fire. The first one is, I think I might have mentioned this before. I bought Babe Lash a long time ago and I did it one time and it gave me like purple eyes and it looked scary and so I was like, I'm not gonna do this anymore. But then I have a friend who has such long eyelashes and she uses it and I was like, I'm gonna give it another go. And so I do think that the purplish eyes kind of reduced over time. And I have noticed some growth, but what has really made a difference lately is this $5 lash primer that I've been using.
Mm.
It's from Essence, and I just got it on Amazon. And it's like one of those ones that goes on white and then you put your mascara over it. And that has made a much bigger difference. And
I do believe those work.
$50. Mm-hmm. So if you're just, you know, if it's not in the budget to try Babe Lash, I think a lash primer is, I mean, it just, it doesn't have, I don't know. Babe Lash does, like, for people who use it, I feel like their lashes look very, like, natural and long and stuff. This one's more of a dramatic effect, but I like it. I think it does good things.
I feel like then, if... Oh, sorry. No, I shouldn't be cutting in.
Go ahead. Cut in, please.
Well, I was going to say, Babe Lash, I've never personally tried. I have heard rumors that, like, once you start using it, if you stop, your lashes will fall out. Have you heard that rumor?
I've heard that, but I think it's fake. I think
it's propaganda.
It's just that your lashes return to, like, normal.
That's probably what it is.
Fall out naturally at their normal rate, and then they're just at their normal. Yeah.
But for me, I not only wish my lashes were longer, I wish they were thicker, and I feel like the primer gives the illusion of more lashes, even if it's just thickening the ones you already have. So,
Try it. It's $5.
I've bought just, like, the, you know, the L'Oreal or Revlon or whatever that has the primer, but I should just buy it and use it with my normal mascara because that sounds, like, perfect.
Mm-hmm. Okay, my next one is I needed something to make me feel better the last couple of weeks because there was nothing good about them. And so I purchased Summer Fridays lip gloss because I just wanted to try it. It sounded fun. And my verdict so far is I love it, but I don't think it's that much, like, I don't think there's much that's special about it. Like, I think it's
what's it supposed to be?
Packaging. It's just a lip gloss, and people just really like it. And
people rave about it.
Yeah, people just love it. But it's just kind of like, I think it's just that it makes you feel fancy to have, like, this. It's like $25 or something for this lip gloss. And it's just like a little squeezy tube, you know? And the color is really pretty. Smells good, it tastes good, it's moisturizing, but I just don't think it's that different from what you can get at Walmart.
I had a similar experience with the Tarte, I think it's Maracuja Lip Plump or something.
Mm-hmm.
It was all over TikTok. When TikTok Shop was doing this, like, promotion where they were basically just, like, discounting stuff like 30 or 40% off just to get people to use TikTok Shop, and it got me, and I bought a few things and I was underwhelmed. I was like, this is just lip gloss. Like, I hate how people talk up these lip glosses like they're gonna give you, like, new lips or something. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. No, it's just lip gloss.
It's just lip gloss. Lip gloss is not, if you have a limited makeup budget, lip gloss is not where you should spend it.
I agree.
Yeah.
It's like you can just
the same.
Get any Target lip gloss.
Because it all just looks shiny on your lips. Every lip gloss looks good because it's all just shiny, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, there's the Maybelline lip lifter, I think, or lifter lip. I don't know. That one is like $10, and I think you get a lot more product, and it looks just as good. Works just as well. And then my last one is Jamie from the podcast recommended I Do Care dry shampoo. Have we talked about this?
Did someone? I don't think so.
No.
I bought it because spray dry shampoos, my hair still looks like so lank and bad.
Mine does too.
After I use it. And this one I feel like has worked really well for my hair. The only complaint, and this is what people said in the reviews too, is like you don't get very much product. But someone mentioned there's, like, a less expensive one that they put in the applicator of I Do Care. And so then, like, you know, and it worked just as well. So that's an intent to try. But it's worked really well. I really like a powder dry shampoo. I feel like my hair actually looks like basically brand new instead of looking like I sprayed, you know.
I'll have to try that because my experience with dry shampoo has been only bad so far. Like, it just never works well for me. So
yeah. I kind of spaced out for a second. Did you say, is it the kind that like puffs out of the thing or how?
Yeah, it's like a little puff. It's like a little, it's the cutest little applicator. It's this cute little tiny thing, and it has powder underneath, and then it has this little like, yeah, this little sponge thing on top. And so you like turn it and you just puff it. It like kind of like applying makeup or something.
Cool.
It kind of like comes out, seeps through the sponge thing.
I want to try that. Okay, I have a couple beauty items as well. TikTok once again influenced me to try French skincare. I don't know if anyone else has been targeted by.
No. Wasn't French skincare, I mean, aren't French cosmetics kind of like the original, like La Roche-Posay and stuff? Isn't that sort of like.
Yes, but these Clinique. Are like supposed to be like.
It's new French skin.
Yeah, new French stuff and like from France, like not manufactured in America or like really distributed by Americans. So yeah, this one, I almost was influenced to buy Mexican skincare.
Oh my gosh. I love that every country has like some secret. Yeah, exactly.
This one wasn't advertised as Mexican, but it was Tretinoin, which you cannot get in America without a prescription.
Oh, I just got a prescription for it this week.
Oh, I'm jealous. I'm dying.
I wasn't sure if I was going to talk about it on the podcast or not.
I am dying to ashamed? Know.
Well, I haven't tried it yet because I've been scared. So I got my
what influence. What is it, the dryness?
My influence. Sorry, I'm usurping this, Anne. I'll go very quickly. My influence was I was just influenced to get prescriptions for my skin issues instead of trying different like oils every week. So I got a prescription for, oh, I'm blanking on what it's called, but it's like a anti-acne lotion. And then it's like the one that this is really unhelpful. I'm like, it's the common one, but I feel like it's the one that they like always prescribe. And then I also got a prescription for Tretinoin. And together, I think it cost me with my insurance like $20. And I was like, why didn't I just do this originally? It's like, cheaper than buying it at Costco. Yeah, it's for the dermatologist, but you should be going anyway to get your skin checked. So I try to go once a year.
I don't do that.
Well, no. You should.
Well, you have good insurance.
That's true.
Me?
No, Claire.
Oh, I was like, I have terrible insurance. Okay, I'm so jealous. I want Tretinoin so bad. And so I was very tempted to buy this Tretinoin that was being sold on TikTok shop.
That's so scary.
I think you should have done it.
It was like a Mexican brand that someone in Texas was selling. I'm like, they're probably just like going across the border, getting this, and then like selling it in America,
which is so sketchy.
But I talked myself out of that.
Mm-hmm.
I got
just go to the dermatologist.
I know. But then it's just, I don't know. It is daunting. I'll probably just do one of those things where you just consult with someone online and then they give you a Tretinoin prescription. But anyway, I got this French product called A313, which is supposed to be like a milder, I think it's retinol palmitate or something, which is supposed to be more mild than retinol, like just the regular like retinols that, you know, you can get at the drugstore. But somehow it's like really strong and it actually has made like a big difference.
Really?
In my skin. Yeah.
I'm going to run and try that. I've been scared to do the Tretinoin because the peeling and the redness. And
well,
I'm just
that
like,
happened.
I'm scared.
It happened with this. I was like, this is not milder than any retinol I've ever used. It was very strong. And actually, it made my skin itch so bad one time.
Oh,
and I was
scared.
Googling, but it was because I guess this one specifically you aren't supposed to put on when your skin is at all wet. Oh.
You have to let your skin dry for like 20 minutes or else it gets really itchy. So I would rather just use tretinoin. It sounds honestly simpler and probably stronger. But I got, yeah, I got the retinol uglies, as they call it. I was like,
retinol uglies?
I was freaking out. My skin was peeling.
That's
but
so
then it
funny.
Calmed down and like my skin was just really like smooth and like, less wrinkly.
I
so
I gotta try
tell us the name again.
A313. I don't know.
Is it
that
a specific brand?
I think that's
Pharma
the brand.
Development.
I bought it from like Amazon, I think, but you gotta make sure that it's like being sold by not a scammer, I guess. But it's affordable and yeah, I would rather just use tretinoin, but I'm too scared to go to the dermatologist. So
the main thing was my dermatologist was just like, you have to follow my directions accurately. I cannot emphasize this enough. You have to follow the directions that I give you.
Oh,
and I was like,
scary.
Okay.
That's scary language.
But I have to say, yeah, she recommended like a face wash I should use, this acne cream, and then the tretinoin, sunscreen. And I was like, maybe we just should have been following what the dermatologists have said all along, because my skin has cleared up like immediately. And I was like, okay, maybe I just should have done that. Like the only thing though is, and I understand this because tretinoin's strong, but she's like, you can't put it by your eyes or mouth. And I'm like, well, that's where most of my wrinkles are. So I don't know what I'm supposed to do around. Any product is like, don't put near your eyes. And I'm like, well, that's where
I will be putting
my...
that near my eyes.
That's
yeah, my wrinkles are.
Thanks for the suggestion, but
I do what I want.
I'm going to try it tonight. I've just been kind of daunted to like start it.
Don't be scared. It's
well,
be
all my
good.
Kids are sick. Well, not all one, but I'm stuck at home over the weekend, so it'd be a good time to start the retinol uglies. Mm-hmm. Like since I'm going to be home anyway. So yeah. Okay, I have one that I've just started, so I don't feel like I'm qualified to give like a full account of it yet. But the show Traitors on Peacock is one I've been hearing has gotten a lot of buzz.
Yeah.
And it's like a knockoff of a Dutch show that's very similar. And it's basically, I heard another creator describe it as another creator, like for creators. That was
that just made me sick.
I love
so
that.
Yeah. Sorry I said that.
That's not good.
another gal describe it as basically Mafia, which is a game we played many times in college and high school. So there's, you know, someone that's the traitor and people in the house are trying to figure out, you know, who it is. And the thing that makes it fun is it's a lot of D-list celebrities from reality shows on it. And Alan Cumming is the host and he's very fun as the host. And I think it's like a manor in Scotland was where they're playing the game. Parvati and Sandra from Survivor on it. Pilot Pete from The Bachelor's on it. I think those are the only ones I really know because some are from shows I don't watch. But I'm only in the first episode. I'm enjoying it so far. It hasn't gotten really good, but I've heard it's really good. And it's like I've been needing a show, like a fun, you know, strategy show like that. So far, so good. I can't give a full report on it yet, though, because I'm just starting out.
I might go check that out.
Well, my last one is... I started reading Hello Beautiful that Tess recommended.
Oh yeah.
No, it's good. So good. I'm two-thirds of the way through and I love it. It's really good. Yeah.
I realized that one seems to be really divisive. So then I was worried that I suggest, but I think it's so good.
I can't imagine why would people not like it? I love it.
What a relief.
Yeah,
it's so scary it's really to good. Recommend books. I'm so happy. Okay, well, now you have to text me all of your thoughts.
I know. I'm like, my stomach is in knots right now at the part I'm in. So
exactly. Next, you have to read The Women because I finished it. And oh my gosh. Then I went, okay, this actually relates to my next influenced. This one is not helpful to anyone because the deal isn't going anymore. But Everyday Reading... She always posts when Audible is doing, like, because sometimes they'll do better free trials than what they normally offer. So she was like, this is the best I've ever seen them offer. They're giving you 3 free months just for signing up. And so I went and I know that this might not be the most moral thing, but I'm poor and someday I will not do things like this when I have a little more money. But I made like a lot of different emails.
We've all done it.
I was trying to make a lot of different accounts. And I was like, I'm going to have a full year of Audible. First of all, in my head, I thought I could like spread my free months throughout the year. And then I realized later, I have to use all 3, like all of my credits within 3 months. But then also, I had to go like, I signed up for Gmails and then eventually they were like too many emails on this phone number. So then I went to Hotmail and I was making all these emails.
Wow.
And then Amazon caught me and they said it's too many Audible accounts with this phone number. So then my emails were wasted. But I did manage to make, I think, 3 or 4 accounts before they kicked me out. Oh my gosh. So that was pretty good.
No.
I had to like keep refreshing because like eventually it would like give up trying to make me put a phone number in. And then I could like, I don't know why, but it would like.
How did you figure this out?
Skip that side. She was sitting there refreshing. I was like, please. So anyway, I got a bunch of Audible credits. I used my first one to get the Audible of the women because I already know I want to re-listen to it. I loved it.
You loved it so much you want to re-listen to it?
I want to re-listen to it, which doesn't happen very often.
I placed it on hold and yeah, I think I'm like 300th in hold.
I'll give you my sign-in, don't you worry.
I've just placed a hold on both the book and the audiobook so I can get whichever one comes faster.
Good. So anyway, yeah, that one was great. I also read The Last Love Letter, and which was also an influenced to read, and that one was also very good. Both quite heavy in their own ways, but also very good and very hopeful.
All right. So as is tradition for our influenced episodes, we don't do weekly wins, which I think is maybe a tradition that I started.
It's a gift to Grace because she has to edit. So for some reason, this is the way
I've declared when we do influenced, we don't, because the whole episode is basically a weekly win.
It is. It's like stuff we've
tried. We've run out of stuff. Yeah.
It's true.
So in closing, thank you all for listening and come over to the Instagram and let us know what you've been influenced to try. / give us ideas.
Thanks. Oh wow, she's still going.
No one reacted
because we were trying to silently
started, like,
let it fade
panic,
away.
Panic
Somebody
talking.
Stop her.
Okay, I think that wraps it up for this week. Thanks so much for listening. Be sure to subscribe to our show and visit our website hopculturepod.com. We'll also be popping up on Instagram throughout the week, so follow Hop Culture Pod for more fun. See you next week.